This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Employees at a Boulder bakery chain voted to unionize. About 77 employees of Spruce Confections. Melissa Lorienti, a barista, says workers will fight to improve salaries and health benefits amid a nationwide labor shortage.
It's all been about growth, and the employees haven't seen a lot of the benefits of that. We really just want to feel like we're a part of Spruce's success.
The workers at Spruce Confections voted 31-9 in favor of unionizing. They'll join the local bakery, confectionery, tobacco, and grain millers union. A mask requirement at the biggest school district in Colorado Springs will expire on Monday. Academy School District 20 says masks will only be required on school buses and two schools that work with the U.S. Air Force Academy. Students, staff, and visitors can keep wearing masks if they want to. The district says it's making the change because everyone 5 years and older can get a vaccine and that COVID-19 infection rates have shown improvement in El Paso County. Denver area high schoolers will build 5 tiny homes for those experiencing homelessness. Instructor Mike DeGuidis is with Cherry Creek Innovation Campus in Centennial. He says the 40 students will make the homes as part of their studies.
We didn't want to build anything that was going to get thrown away. We wanted to kind of build for the better.
Cole Chandler directs the Colorado Village Collaborative. He says the group helps people transition out of homelessness and it partnered with the school.
It takes a village to build a village.
The homes will be complete in April and sent to the beloved community village in northeast Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for tuning in today. This hour, we're listening to Fresh Air. On today's show, we'll learn about the promises and problems of working from home, and we'll hear one book critic's list of the best books of 2021. Don't miss it.